This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Typing somebody's phone number here in.
Miss a zero or a dash.
Could be devastating. Here we are, back in action on the Thursday DJV program. Hi, I'm telling you the story of my life. It's Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and the story of her life. And Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, the story of their lives becomes apparent as we talk about our values, our thoughts. What is going on in our lives, what's going on in your life, what people are concerned about. So Jennifer has a threefer for us. I hope it's all about Trump for sure.
No, it's actually not. One of them is one out of three, but here we go. A couple of big stories. One is that the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors are closing in on a tentative agreement that could soon end the strike that's been ongoing since last week. It started on September 16th. So negotiators say they're getting very close. They've been meeting every day. So that's good news for those who are caught up in that. Sad news, Jacques Chirac, remember former president of France? He passed away today at 86. His son-in-law confirmed his death in a statement. He said he died on Thursday peacefully among his loved ones. And then, of course, the third story, the big story of the day, is all about the whistleblower and the whistleblower report that is going to be released within the hour. Many have seen this already. It was declassified for Congress yesterday. It'll be declassified with some redactions, minor redactions, today to the general public, and that should happen in the next hour or so. The whistleblower complaint, if you've been under a rock for the last week or so, involves a concerned member of the intelligence community who is no longer there, former member, who heard from a friend, was not actually involved with the phone call, but heard from someone that the president acted inappropriately with President Zelensky from Ukraine, asking the president and putting pressure on the president, according to the whistleblower, to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter, which, of course, are political opponents now of President Trump. So the whistleblower report will come out today, and it just so happens, the political gods smiling on us, that Joe McGuire, who is the director of national intelligence, just happened to be testifying on the Hill today. He'll be doing it in an open hearing, meaning the public can watch, and you can bet whatever in the heck they were going to be talking about a week ago when they booked this or 2 weeks ago will all be about this whistleblower, the complaint, how his department handled this, and what, if anything, was done wrong by the president. So that happens. People in Washington are scrambling to watch this to see if this will convict the president or if this will exonerate the president.
So one other thing from your Trump playbook here, the Senate voting to block the president's emergency declaration again in the attempt to fund the border wall is 54-41. So even some of the members of his own party, 11 Republicans, voted with the Democrats to not use that $3.6 billion from the military to fund the wall. So the wall stagnates once again.
Well, there's about 500 miles that are being built right now. So there, it is still coming from different pieces.
Where is it getting paid from?
Military funding, some of it is coming in from the money that was given over in the last budget, which is not terribly a huge amount, but there is some funding that's been used and repurposed for the wall construction.
All right. How does Rudy Giuliani play into this investigation? He's no longer the president's spokesperson, right? Didn't he leave
that? He's the attorney for the president.
He's a what?
He's the attorney for the president.
Oh, okay. All right. So then
I still don't get why. I know what you're saying. I don't understand why he wanted the new president of Ukraine to talk to Rudy Giuliani on the phone along with William Barr. He says that numerous times in that transcript, and I don't understand why they would have anything to talk to the president of Ukraine about.
Well, Rudy has actually been going through the investigation as to what exactly went down in 2016 and how the president was legally brought into it. And so he's been investigating for the last several years. He's been all over CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. He'll go anywhere. I mean, I'll say that about him. A lot of people will only go to their home turf. He goes everywhere.
So
he's been trying to tell this story about Joe and Hunter Biden for a very, very, very long time. It's only now that people are actually sort of paying attention.
I'm trying to figure out who it was. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw that he called somebody on Fox a serial liar and a moron.
Oh, Judge Napolitano. It was actually not Rudy Giuliani who called him that. It was some other contributor that called Napolitano an idiot, and Shepard Smith was, like, ranting about it yesterday.
Really?
Was that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out who's calling who names. It becomes
I can't even remember who it was.
Your mother is not as nice as my mother. That kind of
some Fox News contributor said Judge Napolitano was an idiot or a moron.
Here's another quote from Rudy. Shut up, you moron. You don't know what you're talking about. Rudy's not on his best behavior. Anyway, so it's who knows what all this stuff. And is it going to survive the test of time? Methinks probably not. One way or another, this thing, just another one of those political footballs that we become so used to. We almost are numb. Don't you think so? After a while, you get numb to all of this stuff. Who's giving you misinformation? What is false info? What do they call it? Fake news? It's just the impeachment situation. I don't know. Just let's talk about something else. All right? Do you mind? Person that runs Juul Labs has gone away. There's a new CEO, fellow who had been running Juul, J-U-U-L, stepped down. His name is Kevin Burns, new replacement Casey Crosswaith. I don't know. This is one of the things Crosswaith had done in his background is run Altria, the tobacco company. So one wonders how that connects. Juul
is supposed
to...
Well, that just shows you...
How incestuous it is.
It shows you where Juul is headed. It's going right back to lobbying and big tobacco, and it just happens to be an e-cigarette that they make, but you can see the direction that Juul is going.
Well, I never had heard about them before. What were they...
They're the number one brand.
Of?
E-cigarettes.
Okay. But what did they do before that? Is this a new company? I must confess to not knowing much about it.
Yeah, I think that's all they ever had.
They just
made.
Came out of the woodwork doing these e-cigarettes. Yeah. So they're the bad guys, are they, under the circumstances with all of the creative...
Okay, let's be honest here. The reason that these companies are having all this freedom is because there were never any FDA regulations over them. And when these e-cigarette companies...
So they don't have the consciousness to... Let's be honest.
Is there really going to be consciousness? If you're selling a product, they're going to be selling a product. The deal is, and this is not me trying to blame the Obama administration. I say it every time, but it was under the Obama administration's FDA that these companies kind of popped up. And they said, well, they pitched themselves as a company that could do more good than harm by getting people off of cigarettes because they can control the level of nicotine in their cartridges. And so they were really passed through to market it very quickly, more so than other industries that have to deal with a lot of regulations, a lot of government oversight. And now, all of a sudden, we're dealing with the ramifications that maybe these things are not the best things in the world. And so the FDA really needs to step back in and regulate it like it regulates everything else, cigarettes, alcohol. Juul was allowed to advertise freely. I mean, think about all the advertising restrictions on tobacco products.
They pulled all their advertising now.
Yeah, but they were able to for 10 years. They were able to do advertising willingly.
But how come no one died until this year? There's something else is going on here.
There's something in the cartridges.
What they're adding to this stuff.
Well,
right?
that's new because obviously the people who have died, there are young people who just started vaping, and they're the ones in the hospital. There are 9 people who have died now. So something has changed in the formula. So I don't know what it is, but 10 years ago, e-cigs were on the market, and there's another one called like Blue was the other big brand, and they had celebrities advertising it and everything. But no one got sick from any of that. So this is a brand new thing. And I think maybe
it should be treated as a controlled substance like everything else in its class. It shouldn't be given free rein on the market. And maybe we didn't know, we were ignorant to it, but we could fix that now. That's something that could change soon.
That's for sure. Fix that. Yeah. In a moment, is the Middle East on the edge of collapse? We'll examine that coming up to 16 past the hour on the DJV program. Here's a phone number, 800-208-1797. Victoria, what's that phone number for? This is a quiz. Paying attention to the host of the program from the hostess, one of the hostesses. Well, you consider yourself a host because hostess is like actress, right? Nobody wants to call themselves an actress anymore. You're an actor, right? So you're a host. All right. So what's that number for? 800-208-1797.
Calitrin.
That's good. Well, not good enough. Power swabs.
Power swabs. I know the number. I recognize the number.
Right. I'm on the air with it every day. 800-208-1797. Well, that's good because you recognize other things that we talk about here. Good thing about power swabs is they work these strips not working anymore unless you have a half hour and they leave bad taste in your mouth. So work with the tube, the little tube. Snap the tube, take a little Q-tip, put it on your all the ingredients, the all-natural ingredients, the natural tooth detergent and power swabs, put them on your teeth and watch in the next 5 minutes how your teeth will turn two shades whiter. You'll look younger. You'll feel better. The stains are removed. You keep up your evil ways of drinking wine, tea, coffee, all that stuff. I don't mean it really is evil, but that's what makes your teeth turn yellow and ugly. So you want to fix the problem with minimum sensitivity. That's the magic word, minimum sensitivity. I actually think it feels good and smells good when you put it on your teeth. You hear me all the time on the air. I do it. I'll save you from it today, Victoria. Whitening. The most of the products on the market are harmful to your teeth. So let's not go there. Let's do it the right way with a patented all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent that is Power Swabs. Get them by dialing 800-208-1797. Yep, that's the famous number. Use the DJV code. You get 50% off the retail price. Have that bright white smile back again by calling 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the president of Iran, imagine him saying this, says that the region is on the edge of collapse and has warned the world that security in the Persian Gulf could unravel with another blunder. I'm assuming he's talking about his own blunder or the country's blunder and blowing up the Saudi petroleum plant, wouldn't you think? They are the ones who created this fragile. They'll tell, no, it's not. We did.
Yeah,
we're just doing this to protect ourselves.
They're denying it, but the Houthi rebels had no way to have that kind of technology. They just don't have access to it. So
no.
I don't know how much longer Iran wants to just deny and say it wasn't them. But
why are they playing this game, though? What's in it for them would be the question. I don't think there's been an answer for that. It doesn't make a lot of sense. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Victoria looks forward to this moment every week on the DJV program as we go back to a particular year in this circumstance. 1975 is the year for us to review the top five songs. Music, very important part of our life, important part of this program. And so here we have it, and I'm not going to sing with too many of these, Victoria. You're safe here.
I wonder why you picked this year.
Oh, nice, Kara. Number five this week in 1975 belonged to David Bowie, Fame. I never liked this. You guys like this song?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? What is there about it you love?
I love David Bowie. This was. Yeah, this sounded
no melody.
Nothing like. Yeah, there is. This sounded nothing like anything else on the chart, as you can see.
Yes, no, right, exactly.
And he's just, he was always a pioneer. This could have been released today, and it would probably still sound it would sound modern.
Yeah.
He was just way ahead of his time.
I'd turn the radio off today if I heard it like I would back in 1975. But that's just me. All right, number four. This week I would not turn the radio off when the Bee Gees were on. It's Jive Talking.
Well, you like anything that's a little cheesy.
Yep, that's true.
Another shot to me.
I'm not saying it's bad, I'm just saying.
I like cheesy pop music, you're right.
It's all right. Honestly, I say the same thing about my mother's taste in music all the time. She likes
just
the
like
cheesy. Yeah, you guys like all the same music.
Yeah, I could be Fancy Nancy in another life.
She doesn't even like good Elvis. She likes cheesy Elvis, which
really?
Just drives me crazy. And cheesy Beatles. I'm like, can't you just pick like the better stuff that they did? And she can.
No, well, better is in the ears of the beholder, is it not? Like, is this one of the best Bee Gees tunes? Probably not. But
this sounds like all the Bee Gees to me.
Well, I mean, Bee Gees songs pretty much all sound the Robert Stigwood stuff that was in the movie and all of that. Yeah, pretty much all the same. But the voice is the same, music's the same, but they had a lot of hits. This is one of them. Number four this week, 1975, along the Bee Gees. Okay, number four, Variety Time. James Taylor is here with How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Number three, Feels So Fine.
It is to be loved by you.
Nice song, sing, nice ballad, nice melody.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life.
Did everybody do that?
Everything
you ever do that? Victoria, close your eyes at night when you're next to Lewis and think, where would I be without you in my life? That might be some of you whisper in his ear tonight. All right?
Well, I do think about things like that, but it's never set to the soundtrack of James Taylor.
No, huh?
Not a James Taylor fan.
Give you a little... me, I'm always trying to help.
But it's cheesy, and I get why you like it. You're like a Velveeta variety pack.
Thank you very much. Number two, this week in 1975, Casey and that Sunshine Band. Get down tonight. I like
all right,
this.
This is universally awesome. I think everybody likes this.
Yeah. It's disco. I love disco. Disco. I love the disco music era. Get down tonight. Baby. I'll meet you. Same place. Same time. All right. Now we got to go to something that, for whatever the reason, brings a tear to my eyes. This was week two of this song being number one. Glen Campbell. Rhinestone Cowboy. Pretty much epitomized his style, his songs, and why he was successful. Because this stuff is universally appealing, don't you think? This
kind
of music.
Yeah, I love this song. It's great. I don't really know much else that he ever did, to be honest, but I do like this song.
Wichita Lineman sounded a lot like this. There were tons of songs that had the same sort of twang to them. But this one was just a fabulous song. It's all.
Was this in a movie?
It was. It was this movie called The Rhinestone Cowboy, as a matter of fact. There you go. 28 after on the DJV program.
When you're riding the train that's taking the long way. And I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a
our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
NBC Comedy Thursday is back. First, on the premiere of Superstore, the Cloud 9 team face their worst nightmare, automation.
The robots are coming for our jobs.
Then it's the show critics call the best new comedy of the fall, Perfect Harmony.
Matthew McConaughey, you don't need to puff out your chest like you're signaling your wife you're ready to mate. Papers ain't signed yet.
Bradley Whitford and Pitch Perfect Anna Camp star in Perfect Harmony. Tonight after Superstore on NBC Comedy Thursday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lamenting that diplomacy he's been conducting this week at the UN General Assembly has been overshadowed by what he calls an innocent conversation with Ukraine's president back in July.
You folks were saying such lies, such horrible things about a call that was so innocent and so nice.
A summary released by the White House does show that in the phone call, President Trump did urge the Ukrainian president to investigate his political rival Joe Biden. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff says,
it's hard to imagine a worse abuse of office than this.
A whistleblower complaint sparked by that phone call could be made public later today. The president says the U.S. has struck a new agricultural trade deal with Japan. After meeting with its prime minister, he called it a big victory for U.S. farmers and ranchers. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you with a focus on BB. Apparently not so fast for the people who were writing his obituary because he's not going down the road, that long and winding road yet, it looks like. What's the story, Victoria?
This is just so bizarre. So it the Israeli bizarre. President, President Rivlin, has basically, he's told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to form a coalition government. And this is 1 week after the national elections left no clear majority party in parliament. So he was running against his chief rival was Benny Gantz. Benny Gantz and Netanyahu, neither one could achieve a parliamentary majority. So now the president stepped in and said, look, the people of Israel don't want another election. We've already been through this. This is like the third or the second already this year. So he said he wanted the two of them to almost have like co-PM positions. Yeah. That didn't work out. No. So neither one really wanted to budge on that one. They did apparently try to come up with some other ideas. President Rivlin said maybe Benjamin Netanyahu should be the prime minister, and then the whatever the second in command under the prime minister should be Benny Gantz. That's still an option that's on the table, depending on who can get their party to get a majority. Now, Netanyahu currently has 28 days to make this happen. That's a pretty big feat for him because this is the fifth term in office, but in the last election, he actually lost seats. His party lost more seats. So it's going to be an uphill battle for him. And 28 days from now, we may end up exactly where we are right now with this update. So he has to assemble a 61-seat majority, and his supporting party currently only holds 55 seats. There is apparently no clear path to bringing in any of the opposition seats, so not sure what's going to happen next. If Netanyahu can't get it done, there is a possibility that President Rivlin will say, okay, Benny Gantz, you try it now. And so last week or earlier this week, we spoke about how for the first time, there's an Arab-Palestinian group that has actually declared their support for Benny Gantz. Their exact quote, which was not that flattering, but their quote was, Benny Gantz is not our cup of tea, but he's a lot better than Netanyahu, and we'll at least have a chance for negotiation and a chance for our voices to be heard in Israel. And so the Palestinians obviously feel very left out under Netanyahu's reign. And so Netanyahu has been, only Israeli, and that's it. If you're Palestinian, no dice. So that's why they chose Benny Gantz to throw their weight behind. So we'll see where we are in 28 days.
Imagine that going on here. Think about that. In a manner of speaking, huh?
Well, you're not getting anything done. All you're doing is campaigning, basically, to win seats over for the next 28 days. Nothing is going to get done in the country.
No, not nothing. It's kind of like here.
It's a 28-day campaign, yeah.
Nothing's going on.
For both of them.
We had a 28-day campaign. That'd be the end of it. All right, people in the news. Meryl Streep is going to narrate Charlotte's Web for an audiobook production. World of children's literature, will it be enhanced? Everybody thinks she's fabuloso, or a lot of people do anyway. So she's going to do this audio book, the classic children's book, Charlotte's Web. You remember reading that, girls, when you were younger? Was it on your own, or did somebody tell you to read it?
I don't know if I read it first or if I saw the movie. I feel like maybe I saw the movie. Yeah. Oh, so sad. Yeah. I don't even know why that's like a children's classic, because it's just
so sad. It's so sad. But doesn't that, when you think about it, think about all the other classics like Hansel and Gretel. You stick somebody's head in a gas chamber.
Those are horror stories.
Right. And the three wolves or the three bears, big bad wolf or whatever it is. I'm going to bite you. Look at my
teeth. Little Red Riding Hood almost gets eaten by the wolf.
Right.
They're all terrifying. Yeah. Hansel and Gretel and the witch. It's awful.
Awful. It is. Next up, a focus on this book that Demi Moore has written and all the people that are getting trashed. And you had an interesting philosophy. We were talking about this off the air about all the people that are Hollywood celebs that are getting it in the neck from Demi Moore. She was married to Ashton Kutcher, and she was married to Bruce Willis. And who else? She's been married to somebody else.
Well, the first guy is Freddie Moore. She was married to 5 years or 4 years or something like that. I don't know who he is, but... She kept his name all this time, so not sure. Yeah. And then,
what's her maiden name?
I think it's a Polish last name. It sounds very Polish. I don't remember.
Yeah. So the Ashton Kutcher treatment, the John Cryer treatment, the Bruce Willis treatment, the treatment of the
Emilio
children.
Estevez.
Yeah.
She's got a long list of people that she's dated. And she doesn't spare anyone. They're all in.
So what's the point? At this point, she's one of the wealthiest women, by the way. She's been very smart about investment. She's worth hundreds of millions of dollars because she's very good at investing money. So she doesn't need to sell a book. What is this about?
I don't know. Maybe this is... She's been on the fringe of Hollywood ever since her divorce from Ashton, so maybe she wants to start acting again? I don't know. But it does seem like it's a play for publicity. I don't know.
No such thing as bad publicity, I suppose. Maybe that's it. But
I said to Carrie yesterday, we were talking about this. I said, if she was a regular person dishing on all of her exes, and she's had a rough life and a rough childhood, but that's what you talk to your therapist about. If she didn't have, celebrity names in her book, no one would care. No one would read this book. So it's just very salacious. And I don't know, if she's trying to make it out like this is some big catharsis for her, I don't really buy that. I don't know. I don't get it. I think to me, it kind of sounds more like revenge against Ashton, because Ashton is happily married. He's got two kids, and his life has never been better. And
did she really love him?
Oh, yeah. She said she thought he was, you know, he was the love of her life, and she, you know, it just went off.
Why'd they get divorced?
Well, she went off the deep end. She started drinking after being sober for 20 years. She started drinking again while she was married to him, and she blamed him for it because he was younger and she wanted to be cool. And then the whole threesome thing, and he was cheating, and yeah, so it sounds like it was just a mess. But
all right,
she said she tried to relive her youth through him. I mean, hello, isn't that a recipe for disaster?
Ding, 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 ding. So here's some good news, right? A little bit of good news. Here's the way, and I think this is true for most of the people that are your age, Victoria, Kara, Jennifer, younger people who are working in modern offices. The way that people are dealing with stress now is to bring their dogs to work.
That's great.
Do you? Yeah, well, you have your dogs there. I got my dog here. Kara doesn't have a dog. She's got a cat that has a lot of gas. So under the circumstances...
You keep saying that. I don't own a cat, but sure.
She likes cats.
Good for the story, I know. Dogs in the office, effective for attracting potential employees and retaining existing ones. So even if it isn't your dog, it may be the boss's dog. Dogs in the office are a fabulous enhancement to the workplace. Keep people working. They're a little bit of a distraction. They're kind of fun. Maybe they're a little rambunctious sometimes. But apparently, according to this survey that's in the Optimist Daily, you can really enhance the stress level in your office if there's a dog or two wandering around.
I do, however, feel sorry for people with allergies to animals.
Yeah,
because like
true.
My mom is pretty allergic to dogs, and she loves our two dogs, so she puts up with it. But if she had to work in an office where the dogs kept coming in, she'd have to quit. So I feel sorry for people like that because it puts them
under
in a really
that circumstance.
Bad position.
Yeah. Right. It's not a good thing. Here is something that's a good thing. A way for you to lose weight and keep it off, me underscoring the value of Kellotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and the fact that the number one ingredient in Kellotren is collagen, which is the number one most important protein in your body. And your body stops making it for some reason in your 20s, so that's when you start losing the muscle, gaining the fat, and this is a way for you to get rid of the fat. Because that's what collagen does. It makes your body work hard to create healthy, lean muscle, and thus the weight loss. And if you stay on the program for 5 or 6 months, not only will you, you're going to lose the weight, you're going to keep it off. Because the Kellotren sort of restarts your body's ability to make collagen, and then it just keeps making it on its own after it's primed with Kellotren. So let's lose weight, keep it off the healthiest way possible, natural digestive enzymes in there, Kellotren. Go to Kellotren.com. The special deal right now is, there's a big sale, actually, if you can see it, when you go to Kellotren.com. Free shipping as well. Use the DJV code. So let's lose the weight. The guarantee is to naturally lose the weight and to keep it off. Kellotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, DJV code. Get your big savings and free shipping.
NBC Comedy Thursday is back. First on the premiere of Superstore, the Cloud9 team face their worst nightmare, automation.
The robots are coming for our jobs.
Then it's the show critics call the best new comedy of the fall, Perfect Harmony.
Matthew McConaughey, you don't need to puff out your chest like you're signaling your wife you're ready to mate. Papers ain't signed yet.
Bradley Whitford and Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp star in Perfect Harmony. Tonight after Superstore on NBC Comedy Thursday.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on today's DJV program. We have invited Meg Dunlap to join us in conversation to focus on Amazon's new device lineup. There are lots of people who have lots of questions. We were talking about this a couple of days ago, Victoria, how as fall begins, there is this expectation there are going to be some new cool devices, and Amazon has a whole list. So coming to us from Amazon is Meg Dunlap with an exclusive look here for our listeners at these new devices. So how about, maybe I should start, Meg, with you telling us what your favorite device is of all these new Amazon products.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. We announced over 80 devices and services and products yesterday, so It's really hard to choose, but I know there are a couple that I'm really excited about to have around for holiday entertaining this year. First up is the all-new Echo Studio. Imagine having, like, the perfect seat in your favorite music venue. The speaker's really going to transport you there. All you have to do is plug it in, and the speaker knows exactly what to do. So no matter where you place it, it's going to have unbelievable immersive sound, and it's going to look really nice doing it. And you can get it all for just $199, and you can pre-order that one starting today. Another one that I really love for holiday entertaining is the all-new Echo Show 8. It has a really vivid HD display and really powerful audio. It's going to give you access to all of your favorite recipes, TV shows, or my favorite, the ability to call mom when those recipes start going kind of off the rails. And with access to our all-new Food Network kitchen experience, you're also going to be able to get some of your favorite recipes from the Food Network, live and on-demand cooking classes, and get some tips and tricks from some of your favorite chefs like Bobby Flay.
All right, so we've got that, but then there are other things. You said 80 different things were announced. How can Amazon even keep up with all of this, this stuff?
Yes, we have a lot going on. Another one that I am pretty excited about is the all-new Echo Dot with Clock. Echo Dot is one of our most popular devices ever, but we realized that, you know, Alexa is asked almost a billion times a year what time it is. So we've put the clock right on the face of the product. The really vivid LED is going to show you the time. You can ask for the temperature. You can even set it as your alarm. It also has a tap to snooze feature, so you can get those 9 more blissful minutes of sleep every morning.
That's a that's a really great improvement. I have an Echo Dot, but that makes me want to get a new one. That's a great improvement.
Exactly. I'll definitely be updating mine.
All right, so what else excites you here, Victoria? You were talking, you were in looking through that list of new Amazon devices. What else there? Yes, more your bailiwick than it is mine.
Well, I actually am kind of really interested in the Echo Show. Is that a projector? Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, the all-new Echo Show is just a really vivid screen. So it's bringing everything that you love about Alexa with a screen right there in front of you.
Oh, so it's like a tablet. Okay.
Exactly. So it's really perfect for the kitchen. That's where I know I'm going to put this new size. Mm-hmm. You can even walk through recipes. It'll show you step-by-step instructions. And so it's ideal for that setting.
Now, is there a connection to download cookbooks onto it as well, like from the Amazon bookstore?
Not to the Amazon bookstore, but there are quite a few different services for recipes, including the new Food Network integration, and so you'll have access right there. And what's really great is you can save the recipes so that you have access to them later. You won't forget. Yep.
That's awesome. Love that.
Yeah.
Another one that I really love is the all-new Echo Flex. So we realized that, you know, everyone kind of has those weird spaces in their house where maybe you don't have the counter space for one of the more traditional devices. And so we created a plug-in. It's going to go right into just a traditional outlet, and it's going to give you access to Alexa wherever you need it. So I know I'll be using it in a laundry room to add things to my shopping list or when I'm walking out the front door to ask for the weather. And it has a USB port, which makes it super simple to charge your phone. And we also have some accessories for that, like a smart nightlight and a motion sensor. So it's really going to make sure that you have access to Alexa everywhere in your house.
All right, so where do we get the rundown? Go to Amazon.com, or is there a special place to go to get an overview of some of these products?
You can find out more at Amazon.com/devices, and you can learn more about our wearables there. We have some great new Echo Buds and some glasses that are going to be a lot of fun for customers as well.
Great. Meg Dunlap from Amazon here on the DJV Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First Jurassic Park, Tucker, the same music for all the Jurassic Park movies, Star Wars. And
the same riff, for the most part, yep.
Yeah, all right. So as we listen to the music, there's an announcement about some of the people coming back that were missed in a couple of the episodes. How many of the, there's six of these movies, right? How many
Jurassic There will be six. There are three original Jurassic Parks, Jurassic Park. Two and three, and then Lost World 1 and 2. Now they're getting ready to film the third Jurassic World movie. And yes, I briefly touched on that Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, and Laura Dern will be back for this installment, joining Chris Pratt and Dallas Bryce Howard. Director came out and said that their parts will be big. They'll have big roles, Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, and Laura Dern, which to me is exciting news because I loved Sam Neill in the original film. He's also in Part 3. I thought he was just very good. And to get him to share screen time once again with Jeff Goldblum and Laura Dern all in the same film, to me, is going to be really something to look forward to. Still a big, big franchise over at Universal Studios. Jurassic World made a ton of money, and so did the last installment, which is a little bit darker in tone than Jurassic World. But this is a film that's going to be highly anticipated by the core base fan of the 1990s and early 2000s, no doubt about that.
Yeah. All right, so that's
about Jurassic. What about you? That excite you or not really?
Doesn't do a thing for me, although I like all those actors. I think Laura Dern is a charming actress. I think Sam Neill is a very good character actor, as is Jeff Goldblum, very recognized. I think Jeff Goldblum, actually, going back to the early days when he was in that movie about all the friends, what the heck was the name of that?
The Big Chill, right?
Right. Yeah, I think he cut his teeth there. I think he established himself as someone who, and has over the years, done very well. Maybe reliable.
Well, he caught lightning in a bottle. He was in two big franchises. He was in the Jurassic Park franchise, and then he was in Independence Day, which was also a major.
Yeah, but then he was in Law and Order. He was in a bunch of these good, well-scripted TV shows. He's mm-hmm. been around, and I think you can count on him. When you see him, you kind of know what you're going to get.
You want me to tell you the best Jeff Goldblum performance of all time?
Help yourself.
Yeah, The Fly. David Cronenberg's The Fly back in 1986. He should have been nominated for an Oscar. He was awesome in that film. Yeah, I know that you didn't. Yeah. That's pretty gory stuff, but boy, what a good movie.
Really? Why did gory movies make it for you?
Well, it's just a great listen. A great movie is a great movie, whether it's G, PG, or rated R.
So nobody tried to pull his wings off, right, in the movie? Nobody tried to pull off his...
It's pretty gory. It's pretty gory stuff.
Is it?
It's also a very dark love story, him and Gina Davis. You should get a chance. Watch it sometime. You'll see.
Weren't he and Gina Davis a lot connected?
They were.
In real life?
They were an item. They were at one time.
Yeah. Is he married? Who else has been in his life? Is Demi Moore going to write about him in the book?
No Demi Moore.
Everybody else, no. All right, what other movie news do you have for us, Chuck, sir?
Jason Bateman, a really talented guy, and talks to not only co-star but direct the reboot or remake of the 1986 movie The Clue, which was based on a board game, Tim Curry and Christopher
Lloyd. Why do you say he's very talented? What is there about him that you find appealing?
He's likable. And he's a good actor. He could do comedy. He also could do drama. It's interesting because he started on the Sandy Duncan show back in the day. He's also in Teen Wolf 2. And after doing that, a lot of people say, but his career, he got a couple good breaks, and he's been around for like 20 something years. So
I think he's another guy.
He's well respected in the business too.
Who's caught lightning in a bottle? That sort of, the sort of thing you talk
about. You need
about
the break. You need the break. He got the break, and then he got another good role, and then he's got a ton of movies in the last 15, 20 years. So it's been a good run. So,
but there are a bunch of guys like that are around. They all look the same. They're all reliable, I guess, bankable, safe, whatever. I don't know if I think Paul Rudd is the same for a while.
Yeah, I would put Paul Rudd in that category. He's also a really good actor, could do comedy.
Who else
drama
would you put into that then, as long as we're going down that street? Who else is in that?
I got to think about it. Speaking of great actors, Tom Hanks is going to get the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes early 2020. Obviously one of the best actors of our generation. Yep. And one other bit of news. Warner Brothers is going to re-release Stanley Kubrick's The Shining in a 4K transfer September 26th and October 1st. If you haven't seen The Shining on the big screen, go see it. It's one of the most fascinating movie experiences I've ever seen in a movie theater. Yeah. Great movie.
Horrible. Horrible, horrible. Okay, Chugger, nice job. 59 past the hour on the DJB show.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.